And now this is a dictation for Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, Vardaville, D as in boy, A-R, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, September 7, 51. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear copy to McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E, Adult Foster Care, at 433-5667. Dear Dr. Gino and staff of McBride Adult Foster Care Home, a follow-up for Mr. Vardaville, who has a history of bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure, and lithium nephrotoxicity. He has chronic hypernatremia from nephrogenic diabetes insipidus. Last visit was in November. Patient was admitted from March 20 to 25 to hospital in Clare, C-L-A-R-E. Hospitalist talked to me a couple of times. He was treated for pneumonia and sepsis with generalized weakness, worsening of hypernatremia, likely from poor oral intake. That pressure was also running low. It's my understanding that his brother, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, is the guardian, and he is very supportive of Stephen's needs. Right now, according to the caregiver, he has not required any oxygen. He's back to his baseline mentation. He's able to eat and drink. They are not observing any vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. He was found to have a urinary retention, full bladder. They place a folic catheter. They are going to check 24-hour urine output for me and call me on the next 24 hours. There are plans for potentially doing a suprapubic catheter, urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. Right now, the urine appears clear, no bleeding. He's not having fever, nothing to suggest abdominal back pain. He doesn't appear to be in any respiratory distress, no cough, no sputum, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea. His mobility is restricted, no recent fall, nothing to suggest chest pain palpitation. They don't do routinely weights, only once a month. Next paragraph, I review records from the hospital. He was treated at sepsis. The wobbler cell count resolved, mental status improved. Diet was able to be advanced. Next paragraph, review medications. Remains on treatment for low blood pressure on midodrine, antipsychotic medication, thyroid replacement. I also want to highlight for Parkinson, he is on Sinemet, antidepressants with Remeron. On vitamin D 125. From this list of medications, midodrine and Remeron are associated to urinary retention. Next paragraph, blood pressure 121.94, weight before all this happening 134 a month ago. Next paragraph, last blood test in the hospital. March the 25th, creatinine did improve from 3.3 down to 2.4, which is baseline. Potassium improved from 160 down to 158. Excuse me, sodium improved from 160 down to 158. A normal potassium acid base, a normal glucose, calcium. CAT scan shows enlargement of the prostate with calcifications. Fecal retention, no obstruction, no hydronephrosis. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4. Next number, recent acute kidney injury at the time of question pneumonia sepsis and poor oral intake. Next number, urinary retention, multifactorial, including medications midodrine, remeron, Foley catheter in place, evaluation by urology, question suprapubic catheter. Next number, hypernatremia, patient with nephrogenic diabetes insipidus from prior lithium exposure. Next number, bipolar disorder. Next number, lithium nephrotoxicity. Next number, developmental disorder, early dementia. Next number, hypothyroidism on replacement. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, there is no indications for dialysis. We'll see what the new chemistry shows on the next few days. Monitor diastolic blood pressure for further adjustment down of the midodrine. Clarify end-of-life wishes and extent of aggressive care per Brother, which is the guardian. Monitor urine output. Make sure that there is no severe polyuria. We are not restricting fluid intake. All issues discussed with the caregiver. End of dictation.